Ready, set, roll them. All right, welcome back to Stream of... I'm sorry, do you want to do a clap first?
Yeah.
Okay, welcome back to Stream of Consciousness. Today we have Joel Highscore Cox, special guest Jonah, Real 3D Roth. Then we have Aaron Pebble Beach Jones, and I am Joey Chickpeas Stout. So we're going to talk about what?
Actually,
why are you judging everything I do today, man?
Pebble Beach?
Pebble Beach.
Pebble
you
Beach.
You never like any of the nicknames I give you.
No, I don't.
No, you top shit.
They're like, very Caucasian names that you're giving me.
Pebble Beach. All right.
Pebble Beach.
What's, I'm sorry. What?
Okay,
more?
Hold on. Welcome to the Stream of Consciousness Podcast. I am Joel Ferdinand Cox. This is... This is Joe, Mixer Stout. Our special guest, Jonah Happy Roth, and Aaron Kutakinte Jones.
What's your name, boy?
My name is Toby. Not Kutakinte.
You just made it the whiter version of that. You just angloed that up.
I'm going to start getting a nickname in all of y'all. You're going to be Uncle Ben's. You're going to be Mrs. Butterworth. And you'll be Aunt Jemima.
You forgot yourself. You forgot yourself.
Toby.
I
don't need a sex change and a little tone change. That's wonderful.
But at least you'll be sweet. Don't worry about it.
So I have a question.
Damn, Pebble Beach, you grumpy today.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question to propose today.
All right, what's your question?
If you could open any franchise in the perfect location, not worrying about if it ever get closed, but always stay open and you always make good money from it, what franchise would you open?
Ooh, I have an honest answer, and then I have a filthy answer.
Okay.
Okay, filthy answer first, because why not? Porn industry.
What franchise for the porn industry?
Is the porn not its own franchise?
Well, so, are you going to be making videos?
So like adult mark?
Yes, I'm going to do... No. I'm gonna film the videos. I'm going to be the director.
That's not a franchise. Videos. That's a film company.
It is if I'm big enough. Like if I have a monopoly on the porn film.
And who are you going to get to... Do you see the demographics of this area? Who are you going to get to be the
I'm going to move to California.
Oh, I thought you said here.
Oh, it has to be here?
I said if you could open it here.
Oh, here.
And not worry about going out of business because you always make money from it.
Oh, no. Then coffee shop.
Which coffee shop?
We went from porn to coffee. Both make you jumpy.
I like my women like I like my coffee.
Black and strong. Go ahead.
It's hot and all over my lap while I drive.
And then you woke up.
Would you open a Starbucks? A Caribou Coffee?
No. See, no, I don't like the... I do like the big names. I like Starbucks.
It has to be a franchise. But that's the thing.
It has to be a franchise. Yes. All right, well, then I guess you got to go Starbucks because that's the moneymaker.
It doesn't matter. I'm saying whatever one you pick will make you money. That's,
you know, Caribou Coffee. That's a good suggestion. I could do a Caribou Coffee. Okay. I think they're a nice middle of the road. Like they're still small enough that you have a little bit of that home feel, but they're not so small that people are afraid to go into them either.
Not giving Dunkin' Donuts any love?
No, I don't. Man. Dunkin' Donuts. No, I like Dunkin' Donuts.
If you open it.
And oddly enough, the company that just bought the place I work for also owns Dunkin' Donuts. So like just out of sheer coincidence. I like Dunkin' Donuts, but they're not really a coffee shop. I don't want a donut place that serves coffee. I don't want to you could be a Sheetz and still sell coffee. Mm. I want a legit coffee place. I want somebody to come in for coffee and maybe a scone. The hipsters! We can bring in the hipsters! I know they're my people. They're not my people. I just, I respect them. And I associate
you don't, you can't respect the hipster.
If I could grow a man bun, I would totally rock that.
I would open a Long John Silver's.
I want to see it.
Long John Silver's?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see me in a man bun, too, if I had... That would mean full head of hair. Right now, I could have a man bun. You don't even know, because there's no hair back there anyways. I have the reverse of a mohawk. That's my... Long John Silver's?
Yep.
Would you like to elaborate?
I love Long John Silver's. And that's who let it open.
That's your whole reason.
That makes the fish with it. Fish for the chicken, that's my taste funky.
Really? Not a Roscoe's?
Nope.
No chicken and waffles?
I actually had chicken and waffles at Roscoe's.
Roscoe's chicken and waffles.
Yeah, I had Roscoe's chicken and waffles in California, and I was not impressed.
No? Is there another chain of chicken and waffles?
Well, supposedly that place we went to for my bachelor party was a chicken and waffles place, which I've never heard of.
I don't even remember the name of them. I thought they were just called chicken and waffles.
Let's see if I can look that place up, even though we've done this in the past.
All right, Jonesy, what business would you...
Which franchise would you open?
I'd open up a Church's Chicken.
Church's Chicken?
Yes.
I've never even heard of that.
Church's Chicken is a franchise chicken place.
What? You never heard of Church's Chicken?
No. Is this better or worse than Popeyes? Are we talking like same genre?
It's good. It's good. It's okay. Good.
Yeah, I guess we're going to do a road trip.
Is it like along that line, though?
Yeah, it's good.
Because Church's Chicken is usually in the same place White Castle is.
Yes. And it's a project place White Castle like KFC is.
Okay.
They just have different options. I think it's pretty damn good. But there's none around here, so I just go ahead and just plop mine out here. Because, I mean, like, in my area, like, we're all saturated by KFCs, and they're just now starting to get Popeyes. There's a Popeyes out in Washington now.
Bruxy is the name of the chicken and waffle place we went to for
Bruxy. I thought they were pretty good.
They were pretty good, but I don't think they're really a chicken and waffle chain. I kind of disagree with them.
Yeah. Oh. Bruxy. How's your fried chicken chain?
Fried chicken chain. You do realize that's a little bit of a cliche answer for a black man, though, right?
They said, hey. Who better?
You might as well open up.
Who better to open up a fried chicken place
than a black? You know what? You don't want to buy fried chicken off a white guy.
Let's play with this.
Not even the colonel. Huh?
Let's have Jones make his own franchise. What would we call this chicken restaurant?
Jones's. There's like.
Wait, he gets the name his. I can't have my own coffee shop. This is bullshit.
We'll get back to you.
Okay.
You're like, I do like a shop. Like, if I had to make my own restaurant, he would serve fried chicken. And barbecue.
And here's the question. Would you be an older gentleman or a younger gentleman in the advertisements? Like, would it be like a Colonel Sanders? Would it be like a young, like...
We all know that Colonel Sanders does not make the fried chicken, right?
We got that right.
Listen, and I know this is super derogatory.
He's a figurehead.
But Colonel Sanders used to own some people that made the chicken.
Yeah.
I'm not...
Duh! Okay.
He stole that damn recipe from Mammy out in the kitchen. It was sitting in the kitchen with a brown bag with some flour, shaking that stuff up with some Crisco up it. No, she had some butter up in the fry and the cast iron skillet. You know that man didn't go to do that. He went ahead and stole that damn recipe off of her. She probably had it written on a paper bag in there. Like, let me slip this on over here. You know that man went ahead and grew up on that fried chicken, that mashed potatoes and gravy, that homemade macaroni and cheese, and all that other crap. He stole that damn recipe from that poor old woman. Just like they went ahead and did that Aunt Jemima shit. Aunt Jemima made a damn dime off of that damn pancake mix. They went ahead and stole that shit. Aunt Jemima, Mrs. Butterworth, Uncle Ben's.
And then Ben's not a white dude?
Uncle Ben's is black as hell. Uncle Ben's
about... Wilford Brimley, the oatmeal guy. That's who I was thinking. Oatmeal.
You're thinking of the Quaker
white
Oaks
people
guy.
On oatmeal.
You're thinking of the Quaker Oaks guy? And, I got that's night and day. No pun intended.
So Church's Chicken.
Guys.
Oh, yeah, no, Uncle Ben is black.
He ain't white. He ain't nowhere close to being white.
I see that.
The rice might be white, but he ain't.
Do you know my dad? Did you just say all black people look the same?
No, you said all black people look the same.
Did you ever tell me my theory about the cookbook?
What? What about the cookbook?
So... Our friends, Ronelle and Thomas, live out in Illinois. Mm-hmm. And she came home to visit her mom for homecoming. So we went to her place for lunch.
Uh-huh.
And her mother made ribs. I went in that place. I had a rib. Tasted exactly like the ribs my mom makes. And I thought, what if there's that universal black person cookbook that's handed down from generation to generation?
A universal black person cookbook.
It's a secret cookbook. It's an organization. It's a whole, you know, like the Masons, they protect it.
Exactly.
The code. It's code. You know that. Hey, you know what it is. But I think I wanted to open up like a restaurant like that. Just so fried chicken and like barbecue, but it had to be like home style meals, not like it's.
But what would you name it? Just Jonesy's Chicken?
AJ's.
Okay.
There you go.
AJ's.
But Cup of Jones, by the way. My coffee shop.
Well, we were getting there. We had to finish. I think we had to pause.
AJ's or Jonesy's or something like that. And I would go ahead and make, like, open up a big-ass restaurant in Pittsburgh and, like, sell the stuff during the day. And then at night, have, like, a little jazz club set off to the side. And then on Tuesdays, that make a special, we get, like, two piece and a biscuit.
Look at this fancy shit. He got a jazz club going on in this.
Jazz club in there. Exactly, yeah. Man. Put that jazz club in there. Yeah. And I want, like, Bertha. Like, I want to get that woman from the Pentecostal church to come down and sing. Break out like God Bless the Child that had his own and shit like that.
Okay, but listen, I just want to point out that you know what your clientele is going to be?
What?
Hipsters.
That's okay. Your ass will be down there.
Damn straight, I'll be down there.
You'll be.
I know the owner. You're getting some free.
You'll be over there in the corner, barbecue sauce all over your shirt, eating some biscuits. Then you know it. Three biscuits for Joe. Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe. Now we got a name for my coffee shop.
Mm-hmm. Cotton Eye Joe.
That's not okay.
Copyrighted, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, the song, at least.
Is it what?
Yeah.
The song is named Cotton Eye Joe, isn't it?
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah, change one letter. It'd be good.
No kidding.
That's about it. All
right, so what would your business be? Your franchise?
Well, my wife and I lived in Virginia for quite a while, and there's no Permanis down there. I imagine that might do.
So much better an answer than everybody else's.
No, that had some thought, though.
No. That really does.
The chicken place always Permanis all the time.
Fried chicken? No.
Yes.
That's weird.
Because you know what? If I walk into AJ's and I order my chicken and I don't want coleslaw, they're not going to give me the stink eye. They're going to tell me I can't eat my chicken the way I want to eat my chicken.
No, just, if you're getting, you should have coleslaw on there anyway.
No! I don't like coleslaw. I ain't eating the coleslaw, and you can't make me. Screw you, Permanis Brothers. I'm not eating that coleslaw.
It's the way God intended it.
No, it was not. Some drunk-ass trucker was in a freaking hurry. He's like, oh, let me put all this shit on the sandwich and eat it right now. No! That's genius. Bullshit! Coleslaw is outlawed in my restaurants. Actually, that's the way. In my Long John Silver's, you don't get fucking coleslaw. You get extra hush puppies.
They've got salads for you, Joel.
No, you're trying to sell Joel
on a salad?
Joel, you eat a damn salad. I want extra crunchies with mine.
Did you call them cat crunchies?
What's that? I called them crunchies.
See, I was always told they were cat crunchies.
What the hell are you two talking about?
At Long John Silver's, they always fry the batter. Piece of batter for the drop off, and you get the crumbs.
What, isn't that hush puppies?
No. This is just the batter from the chicken and the fish.
What are hush puppies?
Hush puppies is actual, it's like a bread, and they dump it, and it fries.
That is crazy.
You want to know what hush puppies are?
No, I thought that they were the same thing you guys were talking about.
I'm going to buy you some hush puppies.
I've had hush puppies.
So here's the thing, there's,
I mean, psych, I've never had them if you're buying.
So apparently, the one cooking show claims that they were a cowboy thing when they would make them, and they'd be making them in the, on the skillet, and for some reason the dogs would go nuts, and they're like, hush puppies, hush! That's
how they got their name?
That's what they claim. Oh, I don't know how true that is, because the dude kind of had a Cajun accent, was kind of crazy, so.
Well, you know.
No, I love the idea of Permanis, though, somewhere, because that's like, I mean, first of all, it's very Pittsburgh, because obviously Permanis is a big Pittsburgh restaurant, and we're huge here. And, like, people that come in from anywhere, that's, like, one of the first things. When you go somewhere, you're always looking for, like, the local, whatever their delicacies are and everything like that. And that's, like, kind of the epitome of coming to Pittsburgh is you have to stop and eat at Permanis.
Which I hate.
You hate, and the other however many billion people live in Pittsburgh.
Every time the celebrity that comes to town, and like Terry and Chris will meet them for celebrity, oh, where should I go? Look at the Permanis Brothers. Don't do that to those people.
Yes.
Right? But see, here's the thing. Like, you know, I live back by Cal U, and there is a, I don't give out promotion to people, but there is a bar that's located close to where the gym is at. Where the gym's at, I'm saying this. And they make their own version of the Permanis Brothers sandwiches, and they taste 10 times better than the Permanis Brothers there. And
Permanis Brothers food is shit!
Like, and I'll tell you this, like, I really don't care for coleslaw. Like, I'll eat it.
Nope.
But I really don't care for it.
Nope.
This place, their coleslaw, I actually asked them for another side.
You can't pay me to eat coleslaw.
It was good. I mean, I don't know what they do to it.
It's cold, it's disgusting, it's slimy.
It's cabbage.
I'd eat okra before I eat coleslaw.
That's nasty.
Okra's good.
The smell of okra makes me want to vomit.
Oh, what are we having chitlins?
Location.
Never.
I'm having some damn chitlins.
That you could clean them.
That's fine.
You know where chitlins come from?
I don't want to know.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, you do.
So
if I told you where chitlins are, you wouldn't eat them.
You take the pig, you cut the intestines, and you just take them out, and you wring out that shit. And then you wash them. And then you cook them. That's your chitlins.
That's what chitlins are.
I'm okay with that. I'm trying them. I want to try them. I need to do it. It's on my to-do
list. You wash the shit out of the chitlins.
Then the shit is gone, and I eat the intestines.
If you do a good job.
It's like eating
chitlins. Exactly.
As my mother says.
You eat the chitlins, and you can start grating in your mouth, you eat the shit.
As my mother says, you don't eat just anybody's chitlins.
Right. And thank you.
If you eat shrimp,
and at my barbecue place, we will not have chitlins.
Good.
Like, literally, like, I remember...
Matter of fact, if a restaurant has chitlins, you shut them down.
Exactly. Because the only way, even if you go ahead and you hook a hose up to the end of that shit and let the water just go...
I'm not saying that I'm going to have them all the time, but I need to try them once.
And then picture this. What do you think the kitchen smells like whenever you're cooking them chitlins?
I imagine it smells like chicken.
You've seen the movie Mallrats, correct?
Yes.
You know that part where he takes the chocolate and he grabs and he digs in his ass and then touches the pretzels?
Oh, yes.
And he eats the pretzels and the guy shits his brains out? That's going to be you after eating chitlins.
Listen, I have had my mother-in-law's pierogies. I am not afraid of some chitlins.
I eat your mother. I don't even like pierogies. I eat that over chitlins.
Mm-mm, no. I just want to try it just once to know.
If someone put a gun in my head and said, you eat these chitlins or die, that safety's on. Just pull the trigger right now.
That goes right up with whenever we went out to Vegas the second time this past September, and I wanted to go to White Castle.
Yeah, thanks for going to Vegas without me, by the way.
And, I told you that I was going, okay?
Yeah, I think you said, I'm on my way, is what you said.
Mm-mm, no, I told you before.
You were like, hey, I'm going next week. You were like, guess where I'm at?
Vegas. I'm thinking about you, buddy. Whenever we went to White Castle finally, and I've been wanting to try White Castle's hamburger so bad all these years, and then I took two bites out of that White Castle burger, and I neither could throw up nor go ahead and defecate. It wanted to stir around in my stomach and just did these somersaults over and over
again. You see, Jonesy, I've eaten crappy food all my life. Mm-mm. This guy can attest that people can't eat what I eat and get away with it.
I've never had White Castle. That's another one I need to try.
You don't need it.
Church's Chicken is in the same place as White Castle.
If we go, I want to try Church's Chicken first. We still haven't done Popeyes. We're supposed to do Popeyes.
Do you want me to take you to Popeyes?
Yes, I want you to take me to Popeyes.
Yes, because I...
Why do you say that like we're going on a date? No, I mean, I'll be your date if you're paying.
No, I'll pay.
All right, then I'm going.
See, but I went there and I didn't even get their chicken yet because I said that needs to be a special date. But I went there and I got their... Was the fish and shrimp... At Popeyes.
Oh, okay.
They have catfish and shrimp.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Yes.
That sounds good.
Yes.
That sounds good. Now, and they serve the chitlins.
And no, red beans and rice. And they make their own macaroni and cheese.
What?
And then the thing that I was giddy about was I went ahead and they were just like, what size drink would you like? Small, medium, large? I'm like, well, give me a large drink. And she gives me the cup and was like, well, you didn't even ask what I wanted for. She was just like, the machine's right over there. They have one of those Coca-Cola
machines
that you can go ahead and do whatever the fuck you want with your drink.
Like
if you want a great Coke, you get a great Coke. If you want a cherry Sprite with an extra thing of orange.
Who wants a grape Coke, first of all?
Right over here!
I guess it's a white people thing, then.
Mm-mm. Right. White people thing is the green tea.
Yes.
With papaya juice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What? And avocado toast. Papaya juice?
No, we don't drink no damn papaya juice.
With an avocado toast.
No. What?
Avocado toast.
Avocado toast.
What's wrong with avocados?
You keep that avocado as a guacamole with some corn inside of it. We don't eat that shit.
Nope.
You give me some fried chicken, some macaroni and cheese.
I'm learning all kinds of new things today.
Nope.
Okay. I thought I was an expert on this.
If there are three stereotypes of black people that I will go ahead and keep, we like fried chicken, we like a Hawaiian punch, and we have big penises. Thank you.
First of all, white people like Hawaiian punch too.
Mm-hmm. But not all you have big penises.
50-50.
I was going to start clapping, but that would have sounded really bad.
Okay. And I had one of my friends who was just like, whoa, he's just like, every time that I come to one of you black people's functions, y'all have fried chicken and watermelon and da-da-da-da. And they started laughing. It's like, yeah. I was like, well, every time I come to your white function, you have this dried up rigatoni that looks like you needed to put 2 more pounds of sauce on top of it. Number one. Number two, I'm just like, you have this fried chicken that you'd have rolled around in breadcrumbs.
Always rigatoni, too.
And that nasty-ass green bean casserole.
Mm-hmm.
What?
See?
Oh, come on. Don't badmouth green bean casserole.
It's nasty.
It is not nasty.
It's trifling.
Nasty.
Thank you.
What is that meme you sent me?
About?
The one.
Better not be about green
trifling?
Bean
trifling? Oh. Oh, from The Help? Where she goes, you is kind, you is smart, you is important.
Now, hold on. A green bean casserole is?
You is ignorant, you is trifling. You is ignorant, you is trifling, you is something else. I forget what she said. Let me see if I can find it.
Wait. Now, are you downing all green bean casserole?
Yes.
All green bean casserole.
Oh,
that is crazy talk. I'm with you,
Joe. What? Yeah. What the? You know, but you like rigatoni though, right?
If it got enough sauce on it, uh-huh. You guys gotta put it in that metal pan. Fair enough. And I'm sitting there, I'm just like,
got the dried cheese it on looks top.
Like, dried? And it didn't have a cheese on top.
I'm on board with the rigatoni. I'll give you that. I didn't realize that until you said it. But every single event,
and the fried chicken. I take that back. The fried chicken is either rolled in breadcrumbs or you bought it.
We eat it the way Walmart makes it.
Thank you. With the little feathers still sticking out of it.
You will never see a white person making fried chicken.
That's because you can't do it.
We don't shake and bake. That's not our thing.
We don't shake and bake either.
It comes in a box. I mean, we have a shot at it.
You come in with that box. Hey, there you go. I'm just saying. My buddy went ahead and looked at me. He stopped laughing. He goes, it's not funny. I was like, it's not funny.
Green bean casserole is like my favorite vegetable.
I'm just like, every time that I go to, I'm just like, a wedding, I'm just like, they have that dried ass rigatoni that looks like it needs sauce on it. I'm like, just put another bowl of sauce out to the side so you can go and pour that
out. No, you know what, you have to put it on top. It does need to go on top. No. And it always is. Every single like picnic I've ever been to, whether it's been an aunt or an uncle's birthday or someone's graduation party, they always do have the rigatoni and it is always dry.
You are not wrong. You is rude, you is trifling, you is ignorant. And then I have, you is sassy, you is fierce, you is gay as hell.
That's how I feel about green bean casserole.
I just don't like it. And then it's just that, I don't know. There was something else that he went ahead and he said, he was just like, yeah, he goes, and you usually have some type of purple Kool-Aid. I'm like, no. I was like, we do not have purple Kool-Aid. I'm just like, we serve Faygo Pop.
Mm-hmm.
We serve, and if we have one of them huge pitchers with a spout on it, we have orange drink.
What is this juice you are talking about?
It's not orange juice, it's orange drink. And speaking of, I'm very pissed off that McDonald's went ahead and got rid of their orange drink. Mm-hmm. And they got that Fanta.
Sometimes you just want
that high C.
Yes, exactly.
But no, you can't have that now.
No, I'll give you that.
I'm just mad. What else am I mad about
today? So Jonah,
yes.
if you were gonna make your own franchise, what would you make?
He said Permanis.
No, that's if you had to pick one.
Pick one.
The second stage is if you're gonna make your own.
Creating my own.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough question on the fly.
Well, you asked Jonesy. Jonesy said he was gonna make his own chicken.
Jonesy went on about how much he hates white people's food.
I'd go with
Caucasian chicken.
Not all white people's food, because them Italians can cook.
Mm-hmm.
An Italian person and a black person needs to get married. That would be the best chicken parmesan you've ever eaten.
Cubans. Don't forget the Cubans and Hispanics.
Yeah, and Cubans and Hispanics.
I'd go with waffles, for sure.
Nice.
Little waffles, little,
If I make my own franchise, this is my dream since, like, 2000. I want to open a coffee shop / cyber cafe / bookstore / like gaming place.
Just name like five things there. Why don't you become a mechanic too while you're at it?
No.
You can't have the coffee. I'm going to put your coffee business out of business.
No, you won't, because I got free Wi-Fi.
I'm going to have free Wi-Fi.
And free computers you can stuff the web with.
What do you think my hipsters are going to be playing on while they're drinking the coffee?
The computers they brought in and got charged $10.95 a person.
Oh, no, free Wi-Fi.
Can you host a LAN party at your coffee shop?
Am I what?
Can you host a LAN party?
A LAN party? I don't even know what that means.
See? Garbage.
You're the one's going to set up my Wi-Fi for me.
And what about the bookstore? Can you buy exotic books?
No, I don't need books. Books are overrated.
Coffee shop.
What's that?
You don't do a LAN party at a coffee shop.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why the gaming rooms. That's why I've got the gaming thing in the back.
And I'm not doing... There'll be no books, okay? We don't do books. You can go in your
books and magazines.
Keyboard.
All right. So what do you guys think would be more successful? Waffles or crepes?
Waffles.
Waffles.
Yeah, no. Waffles, I think, throughout the whole continent.
Because you say crepes, people think uppity and like...
Oh, yeah.
Thin pieces of... Well, you get a waffle.
Yeah, I want a waffle. I get my money's worth for a waffle.
Yeah. I think waffle. Like, I think I'm going to lose my arm if I drop it. Crepe is like, just floats away.
And I agree. Yeah, if you want the hipster.
Yeah, you know what?
If you want the hipsters, then you go for crepes.
You're tightening up your demographic, though, with that. With crepes, you're only going to get those hipsters. Like, coffee, I'm going to get hipsters, and I'm going to get anybody who likes to drink coffee, which is pretty much everybody. So I still have, I'm not saying that I'll have, own. I'm not catering to the hipsters. I'm just assuming they're going to come in to Cup of Joe for the free Wi-Fi. That's the way I'm thinking it. But I'm not solely just going to cater for just hipsters, because that's a bad business plan too.
Yep.
Plus, the more you try to keep hipsters out, the more they want to get in.
Oh, trust me.
And everything goes out of style eventually. Kind of like, well, coffee doesn't. Coffee doesn't. I will take that bet.
Coffee will never ever stop being in style. It's gonna last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And if you charge enough for it, you'll get more customers.
Kind of like hoes.
Mm-hmm. Just like hoes. The more you have to pay, the more people will want it.
Kind of like Starbucks. a dried up rigatoni you're talking about.
There'll be no rigatoni in my cafe.
There better not be. It's nasty. Dried up rigatoni chicken and rolled around in some breadcrumbs. Some of it's still pink.
So you're saying for a summer gathering, watermelon and fried chicken, perfect food?
I don't like watermelon.
Really?
Is that what you're saying? No?
No. Fried chicken, yes. Watermelon. Fried chicken, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm not.
And Hawaiian punch.
I don't mind the flavor of watermelon, but have you ever eaten a watermelon? It just turns a liquid as soon as you bite into it.
No, you know, you got to get the right watermelon, though. Because here's the thing, is watermelon is either really good or
My parents can pick a watermelon? Is that what you're telling me?
How do your parents pick a watermelon?
I don't know. They pick watermelons.
Stop laughing at that. That's not what I mean. I don't mean go out in the field and pick a watermelon.
What's wrong with you?
I was saying, like, when you go into the store and they got that big watermelon.
Here's what happens.
You have to choose the
watermelon. I remember growing up, my dad would buy a watermelon, slice it open.
We've lost Jonesy. Jonesy's
out. He would slice up the watermelon, give himself a piece. He'd bite into it and go, well, this is crap. But the time.
This is all before he got to the register, too, by the way.
Oh, no. It's when he got home. Because I guess you thump them or something. I don't know. I never paid attention.
You have to knock on them.
Yeah.
Knock on them. And listen, no, because Sarah does it. She, like, picks them up and she, like, puts her ear to them and she knocks, like she's a Navajo or some shit. Like, she picks this thing up and she's like.
Yeah, there's a process.
She picks another one and puts it back. Yeah. She picks them up. And she goes, this one. This is a good one. And she's right.
Yeah.
Every time.
Well,
I get to pick out a watermelon sometimes. I go over. I, like. But I don't even know what the hell I'm doing. I go, oh, this is a good one. And I put it in the cart. I don't know what the hell I heard. I knocked on 7 of them. They all sounded the damn same to me. I put it in the cart. We go home. We slice it open. Nastiest damn watermelon you've ever had.
Well, my mom would buy them occasionally. They'd be wrong. My dad would buy them. This is a good watermelon. So I had some, like, I don't like this.
It's because your dad doesn't know how to pick out a watermelon.
Oh, he can't pick out a watermelon.
He does not. He pretends. He's doing what I do. He's going, no, 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 no.
For the audio listeners at home, I'm giving a look.
He's putting them back. He has no idea what he's doing.
That's why
he
put the
watermelon. Let's call my dad right now. So he says, well,
oh, let's, yes, let's call your dad right now.
Nope, not having him.
Invite him in on the show.
Trick question.
You didn't think I was going to call that bluff?
I knew you were going to call that bluff.
I knew damn well you were going to call
that. The only way that I've had a watermelon is whenever you put the hole in it and you. And you let the vodka go inside of it.
That's a good watermelon.
Did you ever see the racist video of the black dude who shows you how to eat watermelon?
Mm-hmm. It's an instructional video on this?
So, in the 70s, when they had public access, you could buy television time. And this guy, I forget what his name is, but he's sitting there in one of those, like, those chairs with the strands. You know, those big...
A hammock?
No. It's like... It's threaded like
a woven chair. Like
yeah,
a wicker chair.
Yeah, wicker chair.
Okay.
Giant wicker chair sitting there, cutting open a watermelon and eating it, talking about how white people messed it up by cutting it off the rind and how they put holes in it and they.
No, he didn't.
Uh huh.
What? We just lost everything there.
I'm confused. What are you talking about?
Jonesy's not even paying attention.
Did you find it?
I'm looking for it.
I'll show it to you off camera because it's not good audio.
Yeah, we're okay.
But yeah, he talked.
Petey Green.
Yeah, Petey Green. That's him. Petey Green. For those of you at home, look up Petey Green and watermelon, and you will laugh and wonder, how did this go in the air? It got in the air because he paid for it.
I want to say that our last probably 3 or 4 episodes have been super racial.
Well,
like, there are always kind of undertones of it, but they've been particularly bad these past couple episodes.
You save that for after the show. We're going to watch that together.
All right. And on that note, we'd like to thank everybody for joining us, and we will
hopefully
we have not alienated our entire audience.
Hopefully Jenna will come back.
Yes, we will hopefully see Jenna.
How was your second time, Jenna?
It's great.
Good.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Thanks for, thanks for being here on the show. Second time around.
Mm-hmm. Got
some laughs going. Yeah, yep. We had a good time. And so join us here next week on Stream of Consciousness Podcast. Be sure to like us and follow us on Facebook at Player FM, Twitter, and also
Google Play.
Apple, and join us iTunes. On streamofconsciousnesspodcast.com. We officially have a website. You can check us there. And also on the app on your iPhone or Android that plays the iPods. Mm-hmm. Podcasts.
Yep.
We're a podcast. All right.
Good night, folks.
Thanks for joining us.